Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. One lane of Interstate 57 northbound in Williamson County is closed again this morning as crews are getting back to work clearing an accident scene from earlier this week. A semi-truck crashed along the highway between Marion and Heron Wednesday night. The scene was cleared enough to let traffic flow, but the truck remained until crews could safely remove it. Those crews started their work last night, shutting down one lane in the northbound side of the highway. Traffic backups were reported, and state police say the ramps from Route 13 in Marion onto I-57 North were closed. They were hoping to prevent cars and trucks from backing up onto that highway as well. The work is continuing today as crews will try to restore the scene. Republican Bruce Rauner has signed his first law since becoming governor. As Amanda Vinicky reports, it's a temporary budget fix.
Illinois' budget has a $1.6 billion gap. Democratic Senator Heather Staines of Chicago says this will fill it.
We clearly had a significant budget challenge we need to get through for this fiscal year. We knew it was an incomplete budget. This takes care of that without adding any debt and without any new tax revenues.
Rather, the plan calls for sweeping money from special funds meant for other purposes. It also relies on near across-the-board cuts to state spending. The deal saves the state-subsidized daycare program for low-income families that was out of cash and ensures there will be money to pay prison guards and court reporters. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois' congressional delegation is trying to get the Federal Emergency Management Agency to revise how it distributes aid after natural disasters. When a tornado touched down in southern Illinois in 2012, devastating Harrisburg, FEMA turned down Illinois' request for disaster assistance. It happened again last year when FEMA rejected Illinois' request following the tornadoes in late 2013 that spun paths of destruction in towns like Brookport, Washington, and Gifford. Illinois Senators Dick Durbin and Mark Kirk, as well as several members of the U.S. House, say it's because FEMA uses a flawed formula. They've introduced a plan to revise it and have tried this before. Those efforts have previously stalled. If this latest try proves successful, it could be big for Illinois. The measure calls for FEMA to use the revised formula retroactively to 2012. Those opposed to the closing of the Tams Correctional Center are pointing to a stabbing earlier this week at a Pontiac prison as an example of why the Supermax facility should be reopened. AFSCME Regional Director Eddie Comiat says many of the former Tams inmates are finding life tough in the general population. Comiat says Tams is a critical component of keeping the Illinois prison system safe and secure. He says it's a state-of-the-art facility that provides some of the best health and mental health care in the Illinois prison system. We'll see a cloudy sky today, a high of 44. I'm Jennifer Fuller.